than June 1st or whatever the date is, you know. So that's, just want to make sure the county has the plan, has the vision to know that that's the real critical factor in that they're addressing that, that they have a plan. So I don't know if we need to make a formal recommendation, write a letter. Maybe it's very evident and obvious already to the county folks that are working on this that they know this, and maybe we're just being redundant by telling them something they already know. But I don't know. We don't have anybody here to advise us right now.
I think it would reinforce what they already know. I think it's a good idea.
Well, then I'd like to
something.
Make a motion that we, meaning I don't know who, we'll draft a letter.
That you'd like to see the restaurant stay open. I think everybody's on the same page.
No, not that's not the motion.
Okay.
That we draft a letter that says that it's our understanding that there may, you know, that the current operator may close, and that if that's the case, we would ask that best effort be made to minimize the downtime and reopen as fast as possible, and to try to consider maybe some sort of advertising campaign when the new operator opens to get the word back out to the pilot community. There are trade publications that go out in the Mid-Atlantic area, but you know they're usually a couple months out, you know, for advertising. They're not just old style printed publications, not an electronic thing, so you can't do it quickly. But you know, we could run an ad for a month or two or three and help get the word out. So it's not that we need to recommend that we have a restaurant. I think that's all kind of obvious, just that we minimize that downtime.
I understand.
All right. So I don't know who wants to take the lead in drafting it. I will be happy to take the lead.
I was going
to
say, is there any objection between Bjorn and I drafting a letter and for my signature? Okay. And I think that's what we need to do, is that between the two of us, we'll draft a letter to the council. Okay. And then put it under my signature as the chairman to the council, so that they're aware of the concerns that's been brought up tonight. And then if there's no objection, then Garrett will make a motion that we do that. I'm just saying that Garrett, my if there's no objection, that we write the letter and don't distribute it and say, okay, and then send it. Or is it okay for Garrett and I to put our two heads together and write a letter? If there's not, then I think we ought to go ahead with your motion and make that part of the motion.
Okay, so you're saying that we can just write it and not have to circulate it for numerous edits and revisions and so forth, right? That's
right.
Part of your...
That's, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If somebody objects to that, there's no need to make that motion. Just say, wait a minute, I got a problem with that. You know, and then...
All right, well...
So I have no objection.
Okay, well, I just...
Well, let's do it the formal way.
Right.
Can we get a second for that motion that we...
I'll second that.
Okay, and you want to ask for a vote, Chairman?
Yep. So do we have a... I thought you were going to make that recommendation.
Well, the motion is that Jeff and I will draft, we will write a letter to the council formalizing this discussion.
Hurry up and get the place open back up.
Yeah, just to, you know, as we've discussed. And then we'll put a copy into next month's minutes or something. We'll attach it so you guys can see what we wrote.
Second?
I second it.
Okay, now let's go to the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All objects say nay. With that, we'll, that's what we'll do.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate everybody listening.
Okay.
Keep in mind, the last council meeting is December 11th.
I'm just going to ask that. The next council. So is this
the next one, there's two more, right?
Next week
and the week after. So the 11th is the last.
Put on the agenda or something's written.
No, it would be read under correspondence.
Okay. Right. And that doesn't have to have a... So we can just submit that?
Yeah, by the end of the week before, I guess.
Okay. Next section is public comments.
I had a question.
I'll call them.
Back in, say, June or July, I granted a couple acres to my daughter and Bob, and we found out there was a hole from the airport put on the land. They were going to make an offer to me. I was never called, and we had to get it straightened out so we could get the deed done, and I want to know how they had the right and who did it.